Before Governor Larry Hogan lifts the stay-at-home order and lets non-essential businesses reopen, he says Maryland must meet four goals. More hospital beds, the ability to test more people for COVID-19, more protective gear for healthcare workers, and an expansive contact tracing program to track down people who may be infected. Yesterday, Hogan said the state is well on its way toward meeting these goals and said he plans to release his full recovery plan tomorrow. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Hogan stood in front of Laurel Regional Hospital yesterday afternoon. The facility was downsized from a full-service hospital a few years ago. Now it's back in use with 135 beds, including 35 intensive care beds for treating COVID-19 patients. The governor said those beds are part of a broader network of additional hospital beds around the state.
Here in Prince George's County, we have also opened the first beds at Adventist Fort Washington Medical Center. We're adding additional beds, including intensive care beds to that location, as well as to the Prince George's Hospital Center in Cheverly. And we're expanding capacity with 22...
He described tents outside hospitals in Lanham and Clinton in Prince George's County, which has been the hardest hit part of the state. There are also new beds at former prison facilities serving existing prisons in Jessup and Hagerstown, and a 250-bed field hospital at the Baltimore Convention Center. Over the last few weeks, Hogan has repeatedly cited 6,000 as the magic number of new hospital beds the state needs.
We're now on track to not only reach, but actually exceed our goal of 6,000 additional beds by reaching a surge capacity of more than 6,700 new beds in the coming weeks.
The hospital beds are one of the four goals Hogan says the state must meet to begin the process of lifting the stay-at-home order. On Wednesday, the governor said state officials have made progress toward the other three as well. One goal, expanding what's known as contact tracing, tracking down people who have come into contact with someone known to have the virus.
We already have 250 contact tracers working with our state and local health departments across the state.
And on Wednesday morning, the state authorized a contract with the National Opinion Research Center that Hogan said will eventually allow them to contact 1,000 new cases per day.
We are also today launching a new state-of-the-art contact tracing platform for the COVID-19 virus called COVID-Link, which will assist in monitoring and collecting information about people who test positive for COVID-19 and individuals who they have come in close contact with.
On another goal, expanding testing capabilities, Hogan announced a major breakthrough earlier this week with the purchase of supplies from South Korea that will enable the state to administer 500,000 COVID-19 tests. The fourth goal, boosting supplies of personal protective equipment, or PPE, may be the most elusive.
The federal stockpiles were depleted. That's improving everywhere. We're getting more assistance from FEMA, and we're getting more companies ramping up production. We're buying things all over the world, so we have things from China, from Korea, from companies everywhere, but it's still not quite enough.
Hospitals are able to operate for now, but he said healthcare workers are using PPE as quickly as they get it. So if there's a sudden spike in cases, there likely wouldn't be enough.
So we're just, I would say, keeping up with a almost adequate supply, but it's like digging in the sand.
Hogan was asked what percentage of the state's PPE goal they have met, and he said he didn't know. He said there's a long way to go. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.